I started to interject, and then the shock became unbearable. I leapt out of the chair and yelled involuntarily, and as I did this, Bill jumped up as well, as if in anticipation, and grabbed my arm. While the other guests ducked, Bill pulled me towards him, saying, "Look, you little punk, you want to go a few rounds with me? Fine. You name the time and the place, and I will bury you, but I won't let you try to subvert my program." And with that, he pushed me back into my chair. The electrical charge shocked me once again, and I jumped up immediately, but this time made a sound that was closer to ow than the first sound, which was more like rrr. O'Reilly ducked under his desk, and then came up with a wooden table leg that he yanked off from the bottom of his desk. He lunged at me, swinging the table leg at my head. I managed to duck and grab onto the table leg with my left hand. I flipped over while still holding onto the leg and twisted his arm, dislocating his shoulder, and I am hard-pressed to tell you what was more disturbing, the quiet crunch and pop sound from his shoulder or the girly scream of pain he shrieked out. He muttered some obscenity, saying, "Fuck it! We'll do it live!" before staggering to the back wall, clutching his arm. Another guest was shooting the whole thing on his cell phone camera, which seemed odd as we were in the middle of taping, and the floor director and producer came running over to me to see if I was all right. "I'm fine," I said, catching my breath, "just a little shaken up. I'll be fine. Can I get some water?" And holy shit, look out! O'Reilly had gotten back up and started running for the producer, a woman named Michelle. He was holding a razor-sharp copy of Atlas Shrugged, which he whipped at Michelle's neck. I checked Michelle against the wall and out of the way while hoisting myself up onto the desk and kicking the book right as it sailed overhead. It rose up and sliced a cable, which brought a 300-pound light crashing down. Bill, exhausted, slumped down and started to whimper. I walked over to him and knelt down. "Hey, man, what are you doing?" I asked. "What is this about?" Bill started sniffling, and his sobs became deeper and harder for him to control. "I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm afraid I won't get into heaven. I've sinned. Oh, dear, sweet Jesus, forgive me for all the pain I've caused. I don't know what's wrong with me." I patted him on his good shoulder. "Hey, it's all right. We all get like that from time to time." "No, no, it's not all right. I'm a monster. A greedy, self-absorbed monster who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about half the time, and the other half, when I do know what I'm talking about, I'm lying through my teeth." Despite some misgivings, I gave him a hug. I gave Bill O'Reilly a hug. He thanked me and hugged me back. I could feel his hot tears soaking my sweater. "Okay, it's okay, let it out." He squeezed even harder, and then he slipped a hand down the back of my pants, which had become loosened during the ruckus. "Okay, okay, none of that now." He took his middle finger and slid it down the crack of my ass, which was slick with sweat. With one fluid motion, he shoved it up to the second knuckle into my asshole. I jumped, which just made it worse. "I love you," he whispered through sobs. I was very confused and also in a strange place comprising both pain and pleasure. "Okay, Bill, okay. You need to take your finger out of my ass," I said. He bit my earlobe and then said, "I've got a present for you." He stood up with his finger still in my asshole and haltingly, with his bad arm, undid his belt buckle. His pants dropped to the ground, revealing a pair of bloomers with a cartoon of a depressed duck sitting slumped over at a desk saying, "I'm so happy I could just shit." He wiggled his way out of the bloomers, revealing a gnarled but adorable penis, no bigger than half of a ladybug. Even from the ground 5 feet away, I could smell what seemed to be a combination of raw sewage, scallions, and menthol. He waggled his tortured cock over my face and, grinning, said, "Don't worry, it gets slightly bigger." This was starting to get crazy. As I punched Bill O'Reilly in the nutsack and spat on his nub in disgust, the Fox security force finally got there. I was immediately relieved and gladly allowed them to force me up and handcuff me and drag me back to the green room where Neil Cavuto was now getting audited by a pilled-up Greta Van Susteren. I can't say it was the greatest day of my life, but hey, how often do you get to punch Bill O'Reilly in the nuts? Even if only in a story, it's still very, very satisfying.